Blog Talk Radio.
It's really sad that I have dreams to be an artist, you know, to make a living at it and be successful. Very high functioning, you know. I'm highly educated. I got my master's degree. I have a little business, and I'm trying to do the best I can to make my American dreams come true. The unfortunate fact is that I attracted the most evil and most despicable people to me because of it, who want to take me down. And these are people I stay away from always. I shut off. I don't have nothing to do with them because I consider them dangerous. And generally, they are dangerous. I never hung out, and I never will deal with directly or indirectly with a drug dealer or drug trafficker. I don't deal with gangbangers, narcissists who have plots against me, low-functioning people, criminals who come my way. I don't deal with that. I do know that when I first came out to L.A., the unfortunate fact, I knew about gangs and stuff because I, you know, was in the news on the East Coast about, you know, the reputation in L.A., particularly in Compton, South L.A., or in other parts of L.A., that they have gangs who shoot. And I never was attracted to gangs. You know, when I was young, I had to be, even in my own neighborhood, there were criminals, drug dealers, drug traffickers, and I don't deal with that. I don't deal with people like that as a young, and I don't deal with people like that as an adult because they're dangerous. There's nothing but dangerous. You know, I never will ever deal with somebody who does illegal things. I don't deal with gangbangers. I don't deal with ex-con criminals. I don't deal with drug traffickers. I don't deal with people like that. Those people are dangerous, period. I don't need to deal with low-functioning, mentally ill people. I don't deal with psychos. I don't deal with... And, you know, I had some very bad experience with drug addicts and alcoholics. So because of the bad experiences, I don't hang out with a cocaine addict. I don't hang out with crack addicts because of those experiences. But I attracted them to me. I don't know why, but then I realized they were looking at me as somebody to manipulate, commit ID theft with my music, make money, get a sample. And you know that I told you that all my songs are protected. There was some release. All the pop songs are protected by copyright and copyrighted by publishing. I had to. That's how you protect it, you know, and not with BMI Broadcast Incorporated. I did not sign any of my songs away. I did not allow or give permission for people to sample. If people have any contracts or anything, that's fraud, forgery. I do not deal with people like that. I do not. I did not do any of those things. No one asked me for permission to use my songs. I hope they, if they were interested, they should do it legitimately, directly. But unfortunately, since I haven't received any recognition or nobody contacted me, then I guess not. That's the reason why I may be retiring sooner than later, because I've done it for over 30 years. But I'm not retiring now, but it may be come a time where I have to, because in business, there's time when you have to stop. You know, it's like 33 years and nothing to show for it, no recognition, no nothing. But I think it was also sabotaged. I do believe these individuals have tried sabotage me, following me around, making up stories, trying to hinder my potential. One of them didn't want me to be a lead singer of a band. It never was. It was never a band, to, you know. But, you know, that's a sign of what evil people can do. And these people do not have no talent, no abilities to write their own music or do anything. They don't have the talent or the ability, you know, to do high-functioning things to make themselves successful. And I don't deal with people like that. I don't deal with low-functioning people. I can't deal with that. What's really surprising is that these are how the low-functioning people, some of them, think they're going to move into my home. Why? How could I let somebody like that into my home? Never. I ain't no fool. But my life has been tragic. In my own family, I saw people get murdered. This is the honest truth. Family members get murdered. I've had very bad experiences in Buffalo, New York, with people who hindered my potential and bad experiences with abuse, etc. And that's why I don't deal with, you know, I go back to Buffalo and I keep an open mind with my mother, my sisters, you know. Possibly, you know, I leave it open to possibly go back or whatever. But I have no intentions of going back to Buffalo ever again because of those bad experiences. I don't want nothing to do with the past with Buffalo. Everything that I experienced as before I left at 19 was just negative. It was traumatic. So I leave the past behind. The unfortunate truth is that when I came to California, I suffered more bad experiences. I tried to work in psychology. I even, for a brief period of time, because I wasn't sure because my dream in Hollywood didn't come true, which was traumatic, you know, because it's like, God, I didn't get that dream and being harassed for it. So that's traumatic in itself. But psychology, I had to, you know, try to work and be somebody. And I felt I wasn't given that opportunity to do so. I felt I was a victim of prejudice, discrimination, and I felt there was no opportunities. And working with an organization that don't have no minorities in executive staff, why would I even perceive that place to be a place to work at? But from my personal experience, they had me an employee, and then they didn't, and then I couldn't get a job. So, and I saw layoffs, and I was treated terribly when I was working as a when I got trained, and I didn't get paid on time, and then I went from employee to stipend work. I can't work in that. I was treated like a doormat. So that was painful. So I don't want to work in psychology anymore. It's not, for me, it was not a place for opportunities. I did not want to experience pain, but I think the pain was stemming from dealing with individuals who you have to work with, and, you know, particularly in mental health. You know, I couldn't work with mental health because some of the clients or whatever had criminal behaviors. And then it's like, oh, my God, it's just like the bad experience I had with criminals in my personal life who harass me and stalk me and who had mental problems in my neighborhood. So I couldn't do that because it would only cause more pain because I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder from all those bad experiences that I had in L.A., particularly from homelessness, particularly from experiences I've had not getting opportunities, particularly from, the homelessness took a toll, and then, you know, being a victim of target for crime by low-functioning people in my building, like on Foles, and, you know, it was so much. And then I had to deal with stuff at the childhood, so I had to heal. And that's why I became an artist, because I can write about those things. You can listen to some of my songs, like Tragedy Is Not What I Am, the rock song, or Trauma, or if you listen to Outkast, it illustrates all that horrific stuff. And it's important that I grow and continue as an artist to create. I had so many bad experiences. So with mental health, that was over forever. It's just not a place. I don't have the capacity. I had too many bad experiences in that department. I had too many bad experiences in Buffalo. Then I'm attracting people who are trying to harass me or target me and don't know how to mind their business. So it's more bad experiences. And I don't know why. I guess in this society I realized that I was, you know, I'm very colorblind. But they see my skin color and they say, oh, I'm black. So they must think, So I attracted the worst of the worst. And, you know, racism still exists, and then there's black-on-black crime and all that. It is not good. It's still, no matter where I go. So I was like, okay, I don't hang out with no gangbangers. I don't hang out with no drug traffickers. I don't hang out with no criminals. I don't hang out with no drug dealers. Those people are dangerous. No way. But they came to me, I guess, because I be on podcasts, and then I do also music, and I guess I was told by people, well, I have a little fame on YouTube, so you may attract a crazy, a psycho to me. I sure have. And then these people set out their mouths, they're looking at me as a whipping boy or someone to step on to make it an industry, use my songs to step on, commit fraud, ID theft. That's not what I need to go in the industry, because I know the industry, there's a lot of corruption at times where people took people's songs and didn't give people credit for, you know, the song that they've written, and people stole other people's songs, and I'm not going to let that happen. So I attracted these people. I did not want to attract someone who's delusional. I attracted someone who's delusional, who thought I was retarded. And perhaps I don't, I mean, first of all, I'm not retarded. I have a above average IQ. I'm college educated. So I'm not no retarded person, not even close. So, you know, that's a delusional person. Kept coming around, targeting me, and, you know, I didn't need that. So I don't know why I attracted a very insane person who don't know the difference between right or wrong or what year it is. That's not what I came out to L.A. for. I came out to L.A. to be an artist, really. That was my first dream. But that's the biggest tragedy, is not getting opportunities in my music, despite playing and stuff. So there's nothing, and I was, you know, in that department, you know, it happens to a lot of people, not giving the opportunities, and even by sending a song in a contest, or I go out and sing, or if I, you know, or try something, it just didn't happen. So it was really a tragic situation. For my psyche and for me to stay self-esteem, I have to exercise, I have to keep an open mind, that life is too short. Some people told me they're surprised I'm still alive, and I'm like, yes, I am. I'm surprised I'm still alive, too. With family, where I came from, and what I experienced, I went through a lot of things that most people would give up, or, you know, they can deal with some of the stuff I dealt with. Even now, I had people questioning, making up stories, crazy people saying that I'm straight and I'm not, and, you know, that's crazy. And then I even had, because I realized also I have a unique style. You know, I look unique. I'm a big guy, so I have my own style. I have my own unique personality, but some ignorant people with low IQs look at my unique style, how the way I look, the way I act, and they think, oh, I'm extremely disabled. This one woman says she was coming over here thinking I'm going to be in the hospital because she thinks I've been in the hospital 35, 36 years ago, and she's waiting for me to be in the hospital the next 3 or 5 years. That's not going to happen. I'm too high functioning. Let me tell you, I'm very high functioning. And that's crazy what she said. That's insane. Because I've never been in a hospital in L.A. I've been out in L.A. 30 years. And when I was in Buffalo, I was not in no hospital. So, you know, when I left Buffalo in 91, I was not in there. I mean, that woman is crazy. That's a mental illness. And it's really why we have to be careful with the mentally ill. As someone who suffered post-traumatic stress disorder from very bad experiences and who's law-abiding, I want to say, most people are not, who have mental health issues are not dangerous. But there are few. I attracted those few to me. But I have dreams. And, you know, that I talk to somebody about it, that, you know, my dream may not come true, and I hope it does, you know. I had a lot of dreams taken away from me already. I didn't have a normal life, you know. When I look at people who fell in love or married or, you know, had normal things, have a car, and when they grown up, 16, and went on their first date and went to the prom and then went on and had married and had, you know, children. That didn't happen to me. I didn't have that kind of life. I spent my teenage life trying to survive. Too restrictive. So I will do the best I can, you know. But I don't want nothing to do with Buffalo. Buffalo was, you know, everything about Buffalo was, you know, negative. You know, when I was young, I just couldn't believe it. I was having so much struggles, trauma, mentally, that I couldn't concentrate on my schooling. And these ignorant people had Buffalo came out, to, you know, talked to my sister, and the ignorant people from Buffalo said I was too dumb to be a Hutch Tech. No, it wasn't true. I would have graduated. I had too many bad experiences. They're ignorant. I don't want nothing to do with them. And I speak of that. They came out here to L.A. Talking about me doing this and doing that. And I was like, I don't want nothing to do with them. First of all, I didn't talk to them. They're not my friend. If I haven't seen them in 35, 40 years, they're a stranger. They're not in my life. So it's important for me to stay sane and stay away from people trying to put an undue influence because I'm too high-functioning and too strong. I mean, God, they mess with the wrong person. Someone highly educated and someone highly determined, they must lock these people up. I'm trying to get these people locked up because they should not be coming around. They're homeless and there are other people looking at hoodlums coming around. That's why I tell people on my podcast, because of my own experience, don't hang around with negative people. I'm a goody two-shoe, okay? I don't hang around with negative people. I don't hang around with evil people. I don't hang around with criminals. I don't hang around with anybody. And the people that I mentioned all the times, I never hung around with them. Only thing I would say when I was in the rock and roll days out in West Hollywood singing, I hung around a lot of musicians, drink and do drugs, and I'm going to say this. If you have a glass of wine, that's fine, you know. But I was hanging around with people who were just pure alcoholics and taking cocaine and trying to play a song on the Sunset Strip. And to see this guy rob me and did all kinds of things to me. And I was so young. I was not as aware. So that was the only thing that he did. So I make sure I don't hang around with someone who's a severe drug addict because they could, you know, I don't want this guy robbing me because he got a drug habit, you know, something. I can't deal with that. I try to stay with high-functioning people, good people, and there's a lot, most people are. And while I had a very horrific life, I'm still trying to be very positive. I told the truth. If people disagree with me, I'm sorry. But, you know, I didn't get the dreams and I didn't get the opportunities that other people have. But in spite of it all, I'm going to still try and go for dreams. But I have to keep up with the changes because the past is over. I don't think about the past, I think about the present. And I hang out with just good people, inside and out, no matter where they come from. It's the character. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.